Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Once upon a time, there was a girl with a lot of emotions who was searching for a way to express them. Her name was Lucia. Lucia grew up in Berlin, Germany, and was the youngest of three sisters. She was often surrounded by family and friends, running around her neighborhood or making up silly dances to the Backstreet Boys. But when Lucia was alone, she felt overwhelmed by her feelings. She didn't know how to make sense of them all. If she yelled or cried, her mom told her to please calm down. But Lucia's dad actually smiled and told her to be as loud as she needed to be. He was proud of her for knowing what her feelings were and being able to reflect on them. When Lucia was 13, she went to a youth club in her neighborhood that offered dance classes for very little money. Stepping onto those smooth wooden floors and following her teacher's moves felt magical. Lucia was so excited about being part of this creative community, learning traditional dances, watching her body get stronger and more graceful. She practiced diligently so she could remember her choreography. She kept at it for almost 10 years, honing her skills and memorizing each move. Until one day, when she walked into a new kind of dance class, and her whole world turned upside down. And sideways, zigging and zagging, twirling and lunging. Every movement, a wild expression of intense emotion. What is this? Lucia wondered. It was a combination of freestyle, hip-hop, and crump. Crump is a style of street dancing with a lot of expressive, energetic movements. Lucia was mesmerized by everything going on in this dance studio. She'd never seen bodies move like this, with so much openness and vulnerability. She began studying and practicing this form of dance, jotting down her thoughts in a little notebook to remember what she was learning. After 2 years, Lucia's hip-hop and crump teacher told her she was really good, and now she needed to take her dance even further. Instead of performing combinations she'd seen, he challenged her to create variations on these techniques, making them truly her own. She'd been dancing for a decade, but now she felt like she had to start over so she could learn how to tell her own story through movement. She and a few friends started going to the dance studio on Sundays when it was closed so they could get in more practice time. They experimented and dared themselves to move in new ways. It was very scary and awkward at first, but slowly, Lucia started to feel more and more connected to her body. She felt those emotions that used to flood and overwhelm her start flowing through her arms, legs, fingertips, and heart.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Now a professional crump dancer and coach, Lucia travels to different countries, bringing freestyle and crump with her. She studies various cultures, languages, and religions as she travels. She also creates dance-related projects for kids who normally can't afford lessons. She loves the way these expressive dance styles open up so much confidence and communication. Even if her students don't understand each other's words, they can connect through a shared language of dance. There's a phrase in hip-hop, each one teach one. This means that each dancer should try to give back to the community so these dance styles can continue on. This is how Lucia lives her life, helping more and more people enjoy this form of self-expression. It's more than just moving the body, Lucia says. It's a spiritual journey, drawing out your truth and making each move personalized. Even as she speaks these words, Lucia's body is in motion. Her arms, legs, and huge smile channeling her feelings of joy, radiating light and love for all.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. The story was produced by Joy Smith with sound design and mixing by Real Audiobooks. It was written by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. Narration by Natasha Sodek. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjaki. Thank you to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Stay Rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay Rebel.